On the line with me now is a Ukrainian-Canadian author from the other coast of Canada. Odesia Davidyak lives in Prince Edward Island and recently had her first novel published. It's called House of Bears and was published by Acorn Press in Charlottetown, Prince Edward Island. The story chronicles the struggles of a young Ukrainian-Canadian woman as she makes peace with the past. Thanks so much for joining us, Odesia.
Oh, I'm glad to be here.
Odesia, this story was set in the 1970s, so I'm curious about how much of it was based on your own personal experiences.
Well, certainly the environment of the story is informed by my own life and people I know and stories that I've heard. And so the timing certainly relates to the kind of schedule that, you know, the people in my community, when I'm from Sudbury, Ontario, originally, where I was born, we had a very strong, vibrant Ukrainian community there, and so I was bathed in stories of all these people. They were all immigrants and, new immigrants, so that's the kind of community that I was brought up in, and I guess just being so familiar with that community and that time and that place, it made sense to write about that milieu. And so, I mean, my characters are fictional, but I did use the timing with something that I'm very familiar with.
Mm-hmm. What was your relationship with your parents? Was it similar to the characters in the book?
Yes and no. The character in the book, her father is absent. He's passed away. My dad's still alive and doing fine. So there's really no relationship there with those characters. My mother is also still with us, and in part, certainly, just listening to the language between my mom and, you know, her relatives and my aunts and uncles and that sort of thing, and cousins, was certainly provided material that I could use for the basis of this novel, for the characters.
Mm-hmm.
The relationships are all different, but they're, it's inevitable, it's to me anyway, as a writer, not to borrow from the living, or, even just to stories that I've heard, as far as, there's a lot of people in our community who is just interesting, just the language, the pattern of their speaking and the kind of relationships that they had with each other.
So tell us a little bit about how you ended up on Prince Edward Island.
Well, I was educated in Ontario, and for the most part, when I went to graduate school, I actually left and went to the U.S., and my husband, who's also from Ontario, we both ended up working in on the West Coast. We were in Oregon for 5 years, and then a job came up here in Prince Edward Island at a new veterinary school here. So my husband is a professor at the veterinary college, and that's why we ended up here. The job brought us back to Canada, which we were very happy to do.
Uh-huh.
And I also found employment here in the veterinary college. I work as a medical technologist in the toxicology area of the veterinary college. So that's why we're here.
Okay. So, and I understand you live on a farm with sheep and dogs.
That's right.
So obviously the veterinary career choice fits. And you've written books then about animal husbandry?
Yes. My husband and I co-authored a book called Livestock Protection Dog Selection, Care, and Training. And we are very involved with these guard dogs that live with livestock all the time.
Oh.
And even though I think people don't think of Prince Edward Island as a very wild place, we do have our share of predators. We have coyotes here and dog packs and so forth. And we raise these small, vulnerable sheep. So I just gravitated toward dogs. I love dogs. So we ended up researching and ended up selecting a breed that's actually from Turkey. And that's where our interest and our expertise ended up growing to the point where we finally wrote a book about it, because we were selling these dogs to people to guard their sheep and their cattle and their poultry, and realized that people really didn't know how to train them. They're not like herding dogs that run after sheep. They have to be calm and they have to live with the animals without harassing them. I've been also writing fiction in that area as well.
So what prompted you then to write this novel, House of Bears?
Well, I think the original impetus and the sort of the driving force behind it was, again, my early years as a child listening to my parents. And I went to Ukrainian school. My dad was one of the instructors and learned the history and the geography and the culture of Ukraine. And it was just part of my being, my fiber, it's just part of who I am. And I always thought, wow, the stuff that my parents had been through during the Second World War and having to go through Germany and Italy and ending up in England, all their hardships and the things that they had to endure to finally find a peaceful place to live. I really admired that so much, and I felt that I wanted to write about people like my parents who had to deal with all these upheavals and traumas in their lives. And so it was really kind of a tribute to them. Is what I wanted to write something. And in the end, what I ended up with was a story that really kind of took its own life as it went onto the page or onto the screen. Yes, the story is there about these immigrants, but it's also a story about a young woman trying to, bridge that divide between the culture of her parents and the culture that she was, living in Canada, which, of course, would be somebody like myself.
Right.
So there's certainly a parallel there.
Well, War in Faraway Lands really touches us, I think, in more ways than we know. Here, Luba was Canadian-born, yet there's a whole tapestry that you've woven that describes the consequences of not knowing and even not acknowledging, not honoring the pain of those amongst us who've experienced it.
Mm-hmm.
So so thank you so much for writing this story. Will there be a sequel? I'm dying to know what Luba's reaction is when you had some fabulous flashbacks of her mom going back to her wartime experiences in Ukraine and then coming to Canada. And so I'm just dying to know what Luba's reaction will be. You have very, very vivid characters, and I know that that others who've read your book have noticed that.
Yeah. Well, I was surprised when I've heard people saying that they wanted to know what was going to happen next, because I think when I wrote the book, I really, in many ways, I was trying to focus on Luba's mother.
Right.
And,
oh.
I mean, there's really the two characters
right.
that are interwoven as the main characters in the book, but it was that story of hers kind of, told through the flashbacks, and so Luba really is dimly aware of really what happened,
right.
except for those stories that she's been told.
Yeah.
So for sure, I mean, I myself went back to Ukraine for the first time when I was in my early 20s, and it was quite a shock to the system to see. And this was, I'm older than Luba's character, but, still at that time when there was still a lot of repression, well, there always is, of course, but, in the time when things are still pretty closed down.
Mm-hmm.
So, if I think about it hard enough, I could certainly see things evolving in that direction as well, if there were to be a second book. But I don't know. I'm taking a little rest right now.
Well, it must have been an awful lot of work. I'm just curious, did your parents talk about their experiences? Because so many Ukrainian immigrants from post-World War II did not want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm. My parents, I think, were very forthcoming. They shared their stories with us, and my grandmother, too, told us a lot of things from when I was a young child, and that left quite an impression on me because I was very young. She used to babysit us sometimes, and she would tell us stories about when the Nazis invaded, and they were horrific. And here's this little 5-year-old child listening to these stories, and she just didn't have any kind of filters. She just told it as it was.
Wow.
So I think that started me off thinking, wow, oh my God, that happened to people. They lived through that, and so, I don't know. I think that, there's. It's like I said, it's sort of almost part of my fiber, thinking about back to those stories.
Mm-hmm.
But they talked about it. They were, I think that they had some hardships. I don't, everybody has their own stories. Different people experience different things. Some more dreadful than others. And I think my parents were, actually survived it reasonably well. They didn't have perhaps the horrific stories that some other people did, even though I think they were. So I don't think it traumatized them as much, although often when I think about the behavior of these people now, I think, yeah, they were traumatized.
Yeah.
And it shows in how they cope
right.
with life
right.
and what they try to pass down to their children. So, yeah, I've always tried to understand how their minds work and maybe how much who they are now is influenced by what they had to endure as teenagers, as kids.
Yeah, I found that that really came through in your book, Odesha. I really enjoyed it. It was one of those books. It was over the Christmas holidays. I was traveling, so I had a chance to read it. Honestly, I was being accused of being antisocial because I wasn't putting it down.
I've been there myself. I know how that feels.
So definitely a book that that I would recommend that anyone reads. So can you tell people how they can find your book?
Oh, well, I believe that the book is now available through some online sources, Amazon.ca and Indigo Chapters as well.
Great.
The publisher also sells them, Acorn Press, in Prince Edward Island. They have a distributor, I think, through Nova Scotia. So as far as I know, that's where they are right now. Some of the smaller bookstores okay. are starting to take them in.
Now, out here on the West Coast or in the prairies in Ontario and Quebec, could people, were to go into a bookstore, it could be ordered in?
They should be able to. They okay. would be able to get it from Acorn Press, yeah.
Great. Okay. That's wonderful. Well, thank you so much for speaking with us and telling us about your wonderful book. And I really look forward to hopefully meeting you one day, either on this coast or the other.
I hope so, too. Thank you very much.
Or maybe somewhere in between.
Yeah. Maybe in Edmonton or Winnipeg. Who knows?
Who knows? Yeah. Well, thank you again so much for taking the time to talk with us.
And you're very welcome.
And for writing the book. And all the best to you.
Thank you.